Hello, this is Norma. We're going to talk about forgiving, the act of forgiving someone who has caused harm in some way to either you or someone in your family. Sometimes it's in a big way. Sometimes we have to forgive things that are very difficult to forgive. Maybe they even seem impossible. I'm going to start with a story. I was in my 30s, had four children. We were living in the mountains in a little mill town. Our family was a part of a small church. I worked with the children, so I didn't actually hear the sermon, but the minister had preached a sermon about forgiving people who have hurt you. After the sermon and church was out, I went in the restroom, and in the restroom was a woman crying. I'd seen her at the school. She had three daughters. Just was sobbing her heart out. And so, of course, I said, "What's the matter? What's wrong?" And she says, he said we have to forgive. She says, "I don't know how I could ever forgive what my husband did to our daughters. I could never forgive my ex." I had forgiven a lot in my life already. So I knew it was possible to forgive. I knew the minister was right. You must forgive. But doing it and seeing the reason to do it are two different things. And she didn't see a reason she should forgive someone who had caused such great harm to her own children. What I know now, I didn't know then. Even though I had forgiven, I still did not realize that really forgiveness is not about the other person. It's really about you. Because when you forgive, then you're carrying this sadness and this sorrow and this suffering and this resentment, bitterness. There's so many things you're carrying. And you know who should be carrying those? Is Christ. God should carry those burdens, not us. We can't change that person who did the wrong. And they may never be sorry. In fact, lots of times people who hurt us the very most never acknowledge it. In fact, they really don't realize how deeply they have scarred us and injured us. There's a Bible verse that leads us towards what we're supposed to do, and I'd like to read it to you. It's from Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Let me read it again. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. You know, there are some things I really don't believe we can forgive unless God helps us forgive. You know, He forgave us of so much, so very much. And through Him, we can forgive others because He forgave us. That doesn't mean what they did wasn't important. Sure, it was bad. I mean, it's like when someone murders and the family members forgive that person. Well, that's not a natural thing to do. It only can be done through God that you can forgive in such a way. I was just talking to a lady this week, in fact, and she'd been very injured by her church. Now, this is not my church I'm talking about, but she'd been injured by some things that had happened in her church where it was almost political. And she said, the hurt went so deep, she said, that when she was reading in the Bible and it was talking about forgiving, she said, she just said to God, "God, I can't do it." And then the Lord reminded her that He forgave her. Because He forgave her, she could forgive those people. In fact, she did forgive them, and to their face, she told them that she had forgiven them. And the person started weeping when she said it. Forgiveness is a lot about letting go, giving it to God. And God is a just God. He will work on that person. And they won't get away with it. But it's now in His court when you let it go and you forgive the person. So I encourage you, if someone has come to mind while I've been talking, that you know you really need to give it to God and forgive that person. That doesn't mean you have to go to them in person. Only if God shows you, you should. Because sometimes that would be a mistake. especially if they have angry tendencies. Look to God, give it to God, and trust Him to work in that other person's life. That's not up to you. But what you want to do is to be free of it. And I can guarantee that something will change in you when you do. I've had it happen to me on various occasions. It's almost like you're carrying this weight in your being that goes with you everywhere when you've been injured. Right now in my personal life, I'm going through something where this really speaks to my own heart, because God has to give it to me and give it in me the desire to forgive. But when He does, and I act upon it, it creates a freeing effect on me. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I hope you are having a beautiful day in God's kingdom. Goodbye.